And he joins us every Monday, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Pat Shurmur. Pat, welcome to the show.
Well, it's good to be here. It was a great, great weekend for our guys. I'm extremely happy for our players and coaches. We went out and won a road game, which has been tough to do for a while.
You've said this before to the question of how do you overcome the hump? How do you overcome the hump? You basically just have to do it, obviously, to get there. But after that happens, are there any things you can do to sort of reinforce the message?
Well, all along I kept saying, you know, we're close, we're doing, you know, but eventually the players have to go to the game believing you could win, and then find a way to get it done. You know, it's just know that you can do it, and then go out and do it. And you can't really sell a lot of books saying that, but I think what's important is it was another team victory. We found a way in previous weeks to lose some games like that, and now at least in the last 2 weeks we found ways to win them.
And this task was enormous, regardless of the Raiders' record, regardless mm-hmm. of their losing streak mm-hmm. going into this game. They came to play. They certainly had some pride there, to say the least. Different time zone. You're traveling that five-hour trip over. Not very pleasant conditions in that stadium, the field, and so forth. There's a lot to overcome, and I'm guessing with each step, there were teachable moments for your football team.
Well, the first thing you said is very important. You can't look at records. I don't know how people look at records and try to predict victories. You know, because every team's prideful. Everybody can beat everybody else in a one game set here. So that's number one. And then I think number two, my philosophy has always been, and I think I kind of learned it this way as a player and then as a coach in both college and pro. You only, you know, let these things be distractions if you let them be. You know, it sounds mm-hmm. funny, but, you know, you got to decide that it doesn't matter where we're playing. We're going to play our best football, whether we're home or away. And just understand that, you know, when you play in an away venue, it's different. And so understand that and just try to shut it out.
What did you like best about the win? Besides the final score?
Well, the final score, but yeah, I think it was a battle. I felt good about the fact that we got ahead. You know, there was a point in the game there where we could have got ahead by more and we didn't. You know, that's probably the part that bothered me some. And then, because then you see you're within two scores and boom, they make a big play and now the game changes. Mm. The part that I liked the best, of course, was when they were driving the football on us and Sheldon Brown picks it off, and then we answer by, you know, marching the ball 94 yards in a drive where everybody, really almost everybody on offense had contributed, and Brandon Whedon went 5 for 6. We had some good efficient runs, and then we, of course, finished it with Trent's run, which then, of course, makes a two-score game with really one, maybe two possessions left for Oakland, which, okay, that – So the interception and, of course, the 94-yard drive, I think, were the things that strike out.
Sheldon is letting his actions speak very loudly. He knows very well what people say, 11-year veteran, 30-plus years old, at a stage of his career where, at corner, it's supposed to be a much tougher grind. And teams clearly go after him more than sure. the other side, maybe again for that obvious reason. And all he does is he's making plays, and that Oakland game has been consistent with his whole season.
Yeah, it's tough to play corner in this league. I don't care how old you are, because you know they can get after you. You know, you put a really good player out there, and there's times when I don't care if you're playing man or zone, it's one on one, and a tip ball, or a good throw and a great catch can make a difference in a game. So corners deal with that tension, and you know, all I can say about Sheldon is he's had three interceptions, all of which, after he intercepted the football, we then went down and got points. And so, you know, in the last 2 weeks, he's had big plays.
Yeah.
You know, he's made plays that have been significant to our victories. You know, they tried to throw an out route to Plexico last week. He stepped in front, picked it off, and then we ended up getting points. We got a touchdown. That was a few plays later was Trent's, you know, right. run for a touchdown. This week, of course, when they were moving the football on us and, you know, they had found a little rhythm against us mm-hmm. On defense, he made a big play, which then allowed us to get back on the field on offense and then, you know, grind it out.
And they were doing that slow no huddle to get a feel. They were clearly trying to deal with a disruptive defensive substitution. You were doing it by preventing you from substituting.
Right, and that's the advantage of doing that, is it doesn't allow you to substitute quite as seamlessly. But we did a good job of controlling, except for the one sluggo seam they hit, where it was a really good throw and an even better catch.
Yeah.
You know, they, you know, we kind of controlled the big plays in their no huddle. So, you know, that's the important thing. And again, I go back to it every week. It's not about yards; it's about points.
Right.
And so, defensively, you know, you got to eliminate the scores. You got to play well in the red area, and then of course, you got to try to do what you can to get turnovers and get sacks.
Yeah. Through these 12 games, your defense seemingly has put you in position to win and or compete every week. I'm looking at game. I'm thinking game after game. That's the constant. Your defense and it's getting better.
Yeah, it's getting better. I think so. In a lot of the areas I just mentioned, you know, we're you know, doing better.
Yeah.
And I think that's the important thing. And a lot of that comes with the guys playing more together. You know, defense is really a team thing. It gets down to matchups, of course, and eventually somebody gets isolated where they take a shot here or do this. But when you play good team defense, and it's a credit to Dick Geron and the staff, they do an outstanding job of educating our guys on what they're going to see,
right,
and then putting a plan together to try to defend it.
Pat Shermer, the head coach of the Browns, joins us here on Mondays on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Was that 94-yard touchdown drive led by Brandon Weeden a coming of age moment for him? Did you go that far?
I'm not gonna quantify it that way. I think what happened in that drive is offensively, we were pretty efficient. You know, you have to be efficient when you move the ball that way. Brandon was 5 for 6 in that drive and did a good job of taking care of the football. You know, we didn't have any penalties, you know, and so I don't know about coming of age, you know, and I don't want to be that melodramatic about it, but I do think that's part of what a team learns how to do when you learn how to finish a game. You know, I think that's important because not only do you score points, but you score 7, which makes it a 10-point game, and then of course you're chewing clock as well, so you're eliminating the amount of time they have, which essentially eliminates the amount of possessions they would have.
Yeah, you can leave the melodrama to us. We'll take care of that. But Coach, the reason, too, that I thought that was an extra special, not just because of the, you know, what it represented in the game, what he overcame. The two interceptions, had multiple passes batted down at the line. He was going through some patches where things were kind of up and down for him. And he's coming into this game from that concussion, and he looked so, you know, he has to run not once but twice to pick up that 1 yard, third and one and then fourth and one. And your confidence, too, was there in him twice going for it on fourth and one and being successful both times in the course of the game. So I just thought for him, too, it was special, extra special to have that success after what had preceded it.
Yeah, no, I think he felt I don't know. I think he felt good about the fact that we won the football game.
Yeah.
More so than any of the specific plays that happened, because there are good and bad things that happen in the game. You know, we had a couple of tip passes. We were backed up, and we had two in a row that were tipped. That happens. You know, I think at times what we're seeing now, because we do a pretty good job of getting the ball out, that, you know, some of the guys that we're playing against will stop their rush and just try to bat the ball down, which is good. It means that they're, you know, they're not trying to sack him, you know. So, but we got, you know, those come every once in a while. But you just keep battling. You know, I think he had some throws in there that are pretty good. I mean, there was some pressure, not free guys, but just guys being blocked in his face where he stepped up and made some throws.
Sure.
We had the two batted passes backed up, and then he stood in there and threw a first down strike to Greg Little.
Right.
With two guys in his face, and Greg made a nice catch and he made a nice throw. That defined him more in that little sequence than the two batted passes, because that was a good job.
You and your offensive staff put together what really looked like a nice plan for this game, because receivers were consistently catching the ball with some green around them. You were finding those openings, your receivers, your tight ends. I mean, I know there were some tighter windows that Brandon had to negotiate, but for the most part, there were things that you were exploiting left and right. How good did you feel about the plan when you went into the game?
Well, we felt good about it. You know, obviously when you put a plan together, you want to make sure your skill players are touching the football. And we had eight guys catch passes, which I think is important. I believe in spreading the ball around. I and we believe in passes that have elements of the shallow crossing route, yeah, which allows you to then get a completion. And if it's right, you get some yardage after catch. So you can have a high completion percentage type throw that has some big play capability if the guys, obviously if the ball is thrown accurately, and then of course the guy runs with it well.
And your running game, Trent Richardson, definitely a more than solid day, 3.6 per on a day when those weren't easy yards, because again the opponent is clearly trying to do all it can, knowing you're mm-hmm. going to hand him the ball, and I think he's mm-hmm. still got, what, 20 carries. But the nice thing is you have him, and then you have that change-up option with Montario Hardesty, and I love it. He comes on the field, and you're now expecting him to pop something, and he did it twice yesterday.
Yeah, he's had some very quality reps, and I think that was the message to Montario. It's not about quantity, it's quality, you know, and I think he's played his role well. And I'm pleased with how he's handled himself. He's been a pro about all this. And when he gets in there, he knows he's going to maybe not – well, not maybe. He's not going to have as many opportunities yeah. as Trent. And so he tries to do the best with what he gets. And I think that impacts us in a good way.
The focus now, of course, solely on the Chiefs coming to town. Mm-hmm. This team won an emotional game yesterday, Pat. You know that. Mm-hmm. And what they had to overcome to win that. And Romeo Crennel and his staff – so how do you sort of see that? Because there was a lot of thought that an emotional-fueled team is becomes that much more dangerous.
Well, I do know this. There's a lot of Cleveland connections, you know, on that Chiefs team, you know, guys that have either coached here or played here. And so I'm sure they're going to be ready to play this football game. They're a very talented team. And I'll go back to what I said about records. You can't look at that when you put either a plan to play someone or try to predict who's going to win it. You can't do that. Now, I don't even want to pretend to think about what Romeo went through this weekend. I can't imagine. But I do know this. He's a tremendous man. He's an outstanding head coach, in my opinion. And he pushed all the right buttons to get his team ready to play. And I think in some ways it was probably them going out and playing a good football game was a good distraction mm-hmm. from what they'd been thinking about for the last 24 hours.
Right. And to also echo something you expressed, winning two in a row, snapping a long road streak, all those things – really only matter if it's followed up by another win.
No question. Right? No question. It's we know that. We're already, my coaches and the players that have been through already are watching and getting ready to play the Chiefs. And much like, it's the same conversation I had last week after we played Pittsburgh.
Right.
You know, you go through, when it comes to the regular season, you go through this process 16 times. And that's just the way it is. I wish it was more glamorous than that from our standpoint, but that's where the mental toughness comes in, because win, lose, or draw, you got to try to make Monday the best Monday of the year, and then Tuesday and so on and so forth, because that gives you the best success or best chance to be successful on Sunday, when of course you just have to go out there and do it.
Sounds great. Coach, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
He is Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns. He joins us every Monday right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.